The first word that we use when we're asking for forgiveness, when we're owning up, is Slachlan Avinu Ki Chatan. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. The chet is a much deeper word than sin. It has many connotations, we'll see. And there's a Madrash talking about Bilam, where Bilam says to the Malach Hashem Chatasi, that Bilam was a devious chap. And he understood the power of tshuva. That anyone that says the word chatasi, the malach does not have the ability to harm him. So Bilam thought, yeah, he could use that word. It'll be okay. He didn't mean it. But he understood the secret of the word. That's what the Medrash says. What that means is that if we do mean it, then if we say Chatasi, the Malach doesn't have the right, the ability to touch us. Yerushalmi, talking about episode with Shmuel, Vayomer Shmuel Chatanu Hashem, Shmuel said we've sinned to Hashem. Says the Yerushalmi that Shmuel put on, so to speak, the garments for the entire Jewish people. He's taking this one for the team. And he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you only judge a person when he says, Lei Chatasi. Interestingly, it's based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hini nishpatitcha ala amrcha Lei Chatasi. And therefore, we are saying Chatanu. Meaning when we own it, Hashem doesn't need to judge us harshly. Because we've owned up. Hashem's just waiting for us to say Chatanu. And therefore, Bilam tried to say, you tried to manipulate it. Shmuel said it for real. What do we learn from there? That even if a person isn't ready to engage in the full tshuva process yet, and they even might have excuses, nonetheless, the shari tshuva are open. As long as they own up. As long as we own it, we're not looking to make excuses. We're not looking to run away. We're looking to own it. So Tzaddik says that really every time we do an Avera, we do a Chet, they include in that is the idea of Avera Gaveras Avera, as the Talmud Dvara says. You know, one sin leads to another. We kind of think it's okay. We make our peace with our Chatoim, with our sins. The only way to break that cycle is to say Chatasi. By owning it, we break the cycle of denial, we break the cycle of chet, and therefore the Malach doesn't have the right or the ability to touch us, to harm us. Because we owned it and we got out of this cycle of our Avira Guerrera Savira. And at least we're making a move, a positive move, to be able to come back to Hashem and to achieve his ultimate forgiveness.